Filmmaker Sidney Pollack has died. A family representative says Pollack passed away at his home in Los Angeles earlier today. He was 73. Pollack is perhaps best known for his Oscar-winning film Out of Africa, but perhaps also for this movie, 1982's Tootsie, which he directed and starred in opposite Dustin Hoffman. In this scene, Pollack plays a talent agent meeting with Hoffman, who's the desperate cross-dressing actor Michael Dorsey.
Wait a minute.
I'm Millie Cullen. I'm awfully lonely. I wondered if you wouldn't mind buying me lunch.
Hold on. You can't come. Gregory, this was...
Stop! Don't... George. It's Michael Dorsey,
okay? Your favorite client.
How are you?
Last time you got me a job, it was a tomato.
No. Swear to God.
Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I begged you to get some therapy.
I know, and you also told me that no one would ever hire me again.
Jesus Christ, you think this is going to make a difference?
I got a soap, George. I'm the new woman administrator on Southwest General.
You ought to
congratulate me. They almost didn't hire me because they thought I looked too feminine.
Something from the bar.
Isn't that amazing?
Please, could you get me a double vodka right away, please?
You know,
for the lady?
Oh, how about a Dubonnet with a twist?
Yes, ma'am.
In a 2005 interview with NPR's Scott Simon, Pollack explained why he decided to become an actor and then a director.
To the best of my memory, I believe I was trying desperately to avoid a real job. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I talked my father into, you know, giving me a year basically to go away, and I went off to acting school in New York, and it just bit bad, the bug, and I stayed on and I struggled. I was never much of an actor. I was always playing the guy who unlocked the jail cell or, you know, something like that.
Actor and director Sidney Pollack speaking with NPR's Scott Simon in 2005. He died today at the age of 73. You're listening to NPR News.